Thank you all for being here. Proud to represent our university and in the state of West Virginia. Excited to be a part of the new Big 12. Four players we brought with us today. We have defensive lineman Sean Martin from Bluefield, West Virginia. Safety Aubrey Burks from Auburndale, Florida. And Garrett Green, quarterback from Tallahassee, Florida. And then Wyatt Milam from Canova, West Virginia. So glad that they're here representing our team. They're about the right things. Also joined by what we feel like is the best communication group in the country. And two of our cheerleaders and the best mascot in college football. So excited about the 24 season. Offensively, just real quick, we return one of the most dynamic playmakers in the country in Garrett Green. Return an offensive line that we're extremely proud of. Also have a tight end that led us in receiving in Cole Taylor. And then a really good 1-2 punch at running back in Jaheim White and C.J. Donaldson. And then a young receiving crew that we think is going to make a huge jump. And so excited about that group and what our potential is on offense defensively. We return most of our defensive line that was highly productive in sacks and TFLs and playing the run. A young linebacker group that we feel like is going to be much improved. And then secondary is kind of the question mark for us, and we went out and addressed that in the portal. And so looking forward to getting that group complete and working with them in fall camp. And then we return all our specialists, our snapper, our holder, our kicker, our punter. And so a lot returning from a group that won 9 games and finished off with a big win against North Carolina and Charlotte. And then we've got a challenging schedule. Open up with Penn State, and we'll have our hands full, but we're really looking forward to that contest. So with that, I'll open it up for questions.
All right, again, raise your hand. We'll get you a handheld microphone. We'll go over here to the right side, second row in the middle.
All right, Kenneth Berry, Touchdowns and Tangents Media. Coach, what's been easier for you to kind of develop with this program, the character of your team, you know, when adversity hits and when it doesn't, or just their identity going into the season?
Yeah, I think I'll speak from a program perspective more so than this team, because this team, I think, is to be determined. I think the character piece is a lot of that happens through recruiting and making sure you have processes and systems in place to make sure that you're bringing in the right type of individual and people with character, and then you try to develop that character once they're on campus. The identity piece for us is something that we've really spent a lot of time on really over the last 19 months of who we need to be successful at West Virginia. We felt like we found that, and our team has bought into it, and more importantly, our leadership of our team is we're going to be a tough unit that's really disciplined, that plays smart football, and we do those things with an underdog mentality, with a chip on our shoulder.
All right, we'll go to the left side, fifth row back in the middle.
Marcus Trevino, Stillwater News Press. You mentioned the developing receiving core. What do you feel Jaden Bray could add to that?
Well, Jaden, he scored a touchdown, as you know, from Stillwater. He scored a touchdown against us last year. So once he went in the portal, we couldn't beat him. So we felt like we needed to get him on our team. But Jaden is really talented, and I thought he was slowed by injuries last year. He had a couple really big games. He's a tremendous human being, first of all. So he's been a great addition to our locker room. Type of character he has, how he was raised, those are all real positives. And he's long, he can jump, and he can run. And so now for us is about getting that production from a week-in and week-out perspective. But I'm excited to coach him. He's been a joy since he got there in January. And I think he's sitting on really not just one but two quality high-production years.
All right, we'll go to the right side, all the way in the back.
Coach Jackson Schneider, KSAO Radio, Solana, Kansas. You mentioned a minute ago doing things with kind of a chip on your shoulder, and that's kind of how you've pushed this program forward. I remember last year you kind of had that same mindset about being picked towards the bottom of the league, and I'm curious how your team responded to that sort of attitude and using it to win 9 games in a bowl game.
Yeah, there's no question. We rallied around that. And I said up here a year ago, and we were picked 14th, and I said we wouldn't be there, and our team proved me right. And I said that a year ago because I knew what we had on both fronts. To win in college football, you've got to be really talented at skill positions, and you got to have some difference makers there, but you've got to win the trenches, and you've got to win on your offense and defensive line. And I knew that we had those type of guys, and they were experienced, and they had been productive. And so that is something we rallied around, that 14. And now it's similar. You know, we're sitting here, we're coming off 9-4. I look at most of these preseason top 25. We're not in it. With a team that finished strong last year, that returns a lot of production, that has one of the most dynamic players in all of college football in Garrett Green. We were the number one rush or power four rushing offense in the country last year. And we're picked 7th in the league. And we're not in most of these preseason top 25. So I think there's a similar dynamic that works with this team, too. And more importantly to me, on a personal level, I believe some of our players are undervalued. You know, Garrett Green, he's not getting talked about as much as some others. And his production speaks for itself. Wyatt Milam, we feel like he's as good or better than any offensive lineman in the country. And he's our starting left tackle. And I could go on and on. I just think some of our players are being undervalued as well.
All right, well, on the right side, 4th row in the middle.
Tyler Budge, CF Budge. Coach, you've got an early season game against Albany. That's sandwiched between two monster games. You've got the game versus Penn State. You've got the backyard brawl. What does it sort of take to mentally prepare a roster for a game like that against a team that was just in the FCS semis last year and is no joke of a program?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I appreciate your knowledge of all of college football. And from a guy that finished his playing career at the FCS level, great amount of respect for that football in Albany. When I was coaching at Sacred Heart, which was my first full-time job, we played them. So it's kind of full circle moment for me. And man, what they've done with their program is tremendous. They've really grown. And a national semifinalist last year. So we should have scheduled a little better, honestly, with our FCS opponent. But, you know, I think the way you look at it is, from our schedule perspective, I don't look at it from a whole standpoint, you know, other than travel and how we're going to handle some of those things. What I really pay attention to is how do we get ready each week. And so once that Penn State game's final, boom, you got to move on, and you move on to Albany, and then you get ready to play. Albany, I'm speaking like I'm South Georgia. Albany.
All right, we'll go to the left side, 5th row.
Yeah, Neil, Barry Trammell with the Tulsa World. That Penn State game has big ramifications. We're in a situation where the Big 12's fighting for establishing itself compared to the other two conferences. I know you got to beat the Nittany Lions for yourself, but how important is it for the conference if you or anybody else in the league can record a victory like that?
Barry, I appreciate the introduction. Know who you are, but I appreciate that. Now I got to get used to the last piece. So congrats on the new gig. But no, I think the Penn State game is huge for us. That's a regional rivalry, which I know that you're very entrenched in the traditions. That's not a rivalry that's gone in West Virginia's favor very often, and so that's a great opportunity for us. It's the Fox noon kickoff. All their big noon show will be there, so we're fired up about that. Our fans will be ready for that, too. I think we'll show really well on national television. But it's not just a big game for West Virginia. You're correct. It's a big game for our league, and it's an opportunity for our league in this new Big 12 without a couple schools that have been a part of the Big 12 for a long time in that first weekend on a marquee stage to show what kind of football that we play in this league. And so without a question, it's something – if whether it's West Virginia or any other program in the Big 12 gets those kind of marquee wins, our brand will continue to grow. And then we've got to make some noise in the playoff. You know, I think that, and Commissioner Yormark spoke about this yesterday, is we are the most competitive league. I would say we're the deepest football league in the entire country. But we've got to go. TCU had a nice run, but we've got to have more wins in the playoff once we get in.
All right, we'll go back to the right side. Halfway back on the aisle, center aisle.
Coach Brown, Alex Blackburn, College Football Dogs. With your top three rushers returning this season, Are you going to split carries similar to how you did last season, given the dynamicism as you talked earlier about Garrett Green and how you're going to split carries this season?
Yeah, so we'll continue. I think offensive football is about getting your best players to football any way possible, right? And so we have Jaheim White coming back, who I think is dynamic. He finished the year off really strong. And he's only going to be a sophomore. And so I think he's ready to take the next step and really be a premier player. C.J. Donaldson was kind of beat up last year. He's a big, powerful running back. I really think he'll go back and show, remind our fan base and college football fans across the country what he showed as a freshman and the type of potential he has. And then Garrett Green's an elite runner. We also have some receivers we get involved with too. Rodney Gallagher, who we used quite a bit last year. Day-Day Farmer, we can use him. And so there'll be enough touches to go around, but that's part of the game plan. You got to figure out how to get your best people the ball and get them in a situation in space where they can make plays.
Okay, we stay on the right side, second row in the middle.
Kenneth Berry, Touchdowns and Tangents. Coach, obviously NIL's blowing up all over the place. How have you managed to use NIL and the players in general to kind of strengthen relationships locally? Like, obviously, you probably have a favorite restaurant, favorite whatever. Like, how have you managed to bridge that gap with NIL and getting the community to invest in the players more?
Yeah, I wish it was as simple as just a local concept, right? It's I think you got to think big picture on this. And from an NIL standpoint, from a head coaching perspective, it's money in and money out. And we're tasked with a lot of the money coming in. And so, you know, I've grown in that realm of how to do it and how to be productive in it. And also I think it's about figuring out what people are, and I'm talking about donors and supporters of your program, who's wanting to help in what areas, right? There's some that are really interested in NIL. There's some that are really interested in facilities. And you got to figure out which people to go to. And that takes a little bit of time. And that takes but there's definitely a fundraising piece to the NIL that I don't know if anybody's arrived at it, but we feel like we're in a better rhythm. And then for your players, these are opportunities. Like, everything you do in life is about relationships. And what we talk about is if you can garner those relationships, you can build those relationships, then it's only going to increase your value while you're at West Virginia and beyond.
Do we have any further questions for Coach? All right, seeing none, that'll do it. Coach, thank you for your time.
Yep. Thank you all. Again, appreciate y'all being here. And y'all must think a little bit better of us this year. We had a few more questions, so I appreciate that. All right.